We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all. I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, I got to tell you what covers a lot of ground. It's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. More on the way, I heard. Southern Immediate Care, all their locations open 7 days a week. Think about that. You get sick on a Saturday. Do you wait till Monday? No. Southern Immediate Care open 7 days a week, and they will see all ages. Wow. So, doesn't matter. Geriatric down to pediatric, they'll see them all. And so here's the thing. I gotta say, I use them personally. This is who I use. No kidding. And I don't use them because they advertise. I was using them way before they advertised, and I was so pleased. I just went to them and said, I would have no problem bragging on y'all. Would you like to advertise? And they said, you know what? Yeah. Turns out they're owned by a Right Side ruffian. So there you go. But yeah, Southern Immediate Care, all their locations. If you need assistance, you find the one nearest to you. Go online, find their names, find their locations, head on down there. And while you're filling out your forms, just tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. All right. Hey, we're about to just jump in here, and I'll have a short amount of time with probably one of the biggest topics out there. In fact, what's interesting is I'm finally looking up at the big screens in the studio. Fox and CNN are both on the wall right now, and neither one are talking about the campus unrest. So that's a big deal. It's interesting. I got to tell you this, though, first, just a quick aside. You remember me talking last week about how we have now launched a new video podcast. It is episode 5 is up today. So episode 5 of The Right Philosophy is up today. This may be my favorite one so far. It's called The Chief Donut Maker. This is the one that I told a story once a long time ago, and I went back and sort of researched it again to double check on some things. But the dude, like talk about America. The guy gets the job of being AKA the chief donut maker for Dodge. He got paid $150,000 a year to drive a Dodge Hellcat around the country doing donuts in parking lots as a goodwill ambassador for Dodge. Anyway, I talk about that among other things and the greatness of our country and how we're the only country in the world where literally stuff like that can just drop in your lap. Take a look at it. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the podcast tab. You'll find the link for The Right Philosophy. And all 5 episodes are up there. They're not super long. Each one's around 10 minutes. So check them out and do me a favor. Tell me what you think about them. I'd appreciate that. A couple of text messages real quick. TL from Huntsville says, Senator, if you was not for you and your program and this radio station introducing me to 1819 News, I likely would not have heard about the awful gangster gambling bill until it was too late. I have contacted my reps and the governor's office, and you are much needed and appreciated. God bless. TL, thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for that very much, TL. Sometimes we do stuff and we just wonder, is anybody listening? I mean, I know y'all are, but that means a lot, TL. Thank you very much. Jay from Hartsell. In talking about the protesters on campuses, entitled children is what they are. Those students that had to bust their tail to get into college don't have time to protest because they're either working or studying. Preach it, brother. Gary from Decatur sent me a link, or I guess it's a copy of a text he got from Congressman Dale Strong's office. It says, hi, it's Rep. Dale Strong. Anti-Semitic protests are erupting on elite college campuses. I believe in repercussions for colleges who refuse to shut down these displays of hatred. Should Congress revoke the tax-free status for colleges that allow pro-Hamas protests? Share your opinion. You know, so I guess he's asking me to share my opinion on this. Maybe. Slippery slope, though. Think about this. As soon as you do that, it opens Pandora's box and then do it for others. Next thing you know, churches are losing their tax-free status, which robs them of much-needed contributions, which goes exactly opposite direction of where we needed to go. So I got mixed feelings on it, Gary, but I do believe that there are some things that you can do and I'm not sure revoking tax-free status would be one of them. Gary from Decatur sent me that one. Thank you very much. Pam from Locust Fork says, is Biden actually running? Well, if you have to ask. You know, allegedly he's running. Allegedly.
I'm not sure if he knows he's running.
Oh, you're somebody call the White House, tell him, oh, by the way, you're running. You know, Kamala's busy being told by Drew Barrymore that she's Mamala. So there's that. I know this is, it's turned into one of those running from his basement kind of campaigns. He did do a big doings interview with Howard Stern the other day. So he avoids all these, you know, major interviews elsewhere. He won't be questioned by the press, but he goes to Howard Stern. And he said more stuff that got his, you know, staff apoplectic in that one interview than, I mean, good Lord. But yeah, so he, to answer your question, Pam, they say he's running. Notice I said they say he's running. John C. from Madison said something about, okay, a text message from the other day. Said it all. I'm not sure what he's saying here. It all starts at home. Parents never discipline. They just want to be their friend and make sure they never fail at anything. No accountability. Yep. Participation trophies are why we are where we are on these campuses. Everybody gets a participation trophy. All the children get a ribbon. Don't you feel good? We didn't keep score at the upward basketball game, so you wouldn't feel bad about yourself. Time to have a snack after the game. Yay. When I was a kid, and listen, I can say this, and some of y'all are going to finish it in your minds. It was before your time, I bet, Big Rig. The thrill of victory. Do you remember this? The thrill of victory and...
Pizza Hut.
No. You are obviously from a different generation.
90s, yeah.
So it used to be the CBS Wide World of Sports came on, and it talked about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. But they don't let kids have defeat these days. Too often, kids are, it's all, everyone's a winner. It's all good.
In the 90s, if we won our football game, it was Pizza Hut.
Okay.
But so if you lose, you don't get Pizza Hut. So the victory was Pizza Hut.
So that's how you measured success.
When I was a kid, yeah.
The thrill of victory meant Pizza Hut.
In City League football.
I see you went there immediately in your mind. I mean, it didn't even hesitate. You were smelling the pepperoni right there on the spot. No, so what I'm saying, though, is that too often kids these days are not taught about defeat. They're not taught how to persevere and to take a defeat and turn it into something they can learn from. They're taught to avoid defeat at all times. And then when they're faced with controversy, they have no idea what to do. We're going to protest and you're going to give us amnesty and you got to give us food. And I mean, we pay for meal tickets. You can't stop us from going to the cafeteria. Yeah, actually we can. You violate every campus rule. Jeff from Indiana texted in, says, here we are. Biden will do whatever the teleprompter and the Easter Bunny tell him to do. By the way, if you don't remember this, Jeff is on it right there. That was a thing. I don't know if you remember this. There was a video at the last year's Easter egg roll. And Biden was talking to the press, and it's like he was starting to say some things. And all of a sudden, the guy in the Easter Bunny suit came up and grabbed him by the arm and basically goes, oh, I got to go. And it was like, so the Easter Bunny's in charge. We see it now. We do. By the way, Jeff from Indiana texted in again. He goes, I figured the loser gets the Pizza Hut. Yak, yak.
I'm not even going to say anything about Jeff's choice of foods.
Yeah, the guy who eats fried fish from a gas station. He knows where all the best food is, I guarantee you, between here and Indiana.
Pizza Hut in the 90s was on a different level for me.
So it was like the nostalgic thing, right? You just...
Yeah, like when you walk in and they got the buffet bar and everything.
Oh.
They don't do that anymore.
Pizza buffets.
Mm-hmm.
I used to raid those things.
Mm-hmm.
You ever go to the ones that... See, now I'm getting hungry. You ever go to the ones that had not only the pizza buffet, but they had the dessert pizza?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
They got those places now.
Come on.
Like CC's Pizza and stuff like that, but that's not
that good. Not the same. Yeah. Not the same. Do a few more and then we'll hit the break. JT Lacey Springs says, a recent meme I read kind of defines these students. Earning success builds character. Being given or handed success builds ego. Wow. Participation trophies builds ego. It also builds fragility. I'll say that. It builds fragility. Joe Melmont says, Howard Stern seemed to be just making up fascinating stories to tell about Biden, and Biden would just agree with all of them. Said he was an all-state wide receiver in high school. Sir, I heard that you went to the moon. Is that true? Well, I did. I did. Corn Pop and I went to the moon together.
Who's Corn Pop?
You know the story of Corn Pop? No. Joe Biden talking about how he was in a neighborhood and he was trying to relate to the people in the neighborhood being rough and ready. And he's like, you know, I had a problem with a guy named Corn Pop. Corn Pop was a tough dude, he said. Carried a chain. And he talked about how he faced down Corn Pop. And everybody just rolls their eyes and like, what's he talking about? Tyler from Huntsville was speaking of Pizza Hut. They used to have a promo for school-age kids. You got a card. If you read a book and it got signed off on, you got a free kid's pizza.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, that's awesome. Glenn from Bluntsville says, a good old-fashioned dodgeball game. Yes, it would. I mean, you take one upside the head, you learn, man. And then you go drink from the hose, because that's what kids did in my era. We drank from the garden hose. Dadgummit. We're probably better off for it. Dave from Rimlap, changing the tax system to a fair tax. Now, thank you, Dave. Totally off topic, but we'll take it. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. I think Biden's already is ready for a new box of crayons. They had to take the crayons away. He kept eating them. Kevin from Hartzell says Pizza Hut and Hartzell has the buffet again. What? Pizza Hut has a buffet?
I gotta go.
We have a field trip. We're doing a live broadcast from the Pizza Hut in Hartzell. Last one. JT, Lacey Springs, Terry's Pizza on Bailey Cove has a buffet. I love Terry's Pizza on Bailey Cove, directly across from my alma mater, the old Grissom High School. So absolutely. And then Jeff from Indiana says, Crazy Joe mesmerized Corn Pop with his hairy legs. All the kids loved his hairy legs. Take me to a break, brother. It's getting weird in here right now. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower up in here. Hey, by the way, don't forget the brand spanking new episode of the Right Philosophy video podcast is up on the website, rightsideradio.org. Do check it out. I'll go to the phones real quick. Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I hear the big rig's a bad dude, too.
That big rig is a bad dude. Carries a chain.
That's right. Knows how to work on jet engines.
That's exactly right.
Burn them hairs off hairy legs.
Where are you at right now, man? Gosh.
Same place I was last time I talked to you.
Just north
of the hill coming out of Nashville.
Well, you're making good time today.
It's a miracle.
you'd be home for some good eating.
I'll be home. Well, I'll be home about dark time anyway.
tell me this. You make this drive like constantly throughout the week. How many hours a day on the road when you do this on the average?
I'm driving as far as sitting behind the wheel and actually moving. I'm driving about 10 to 10 and a half hours a day.
Wow.
And that's on probably a 13-hour plus day.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a slacker.
You got one of them sit-down jobs, you know, them sit-down jobs. It's not hard, just a sit-down job.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a sit-down job. My belly looks like I've been sitting too long.
What's on your mind, man? What do you think about today's show?
Hey, doing real good, man. But, you know, what I'd like to know is, you know, I wonder if I kind of aggravated that I live in a red state and I can't sit there and do illegal activities on my property like illegal imprisonment and battery and stuff like that and have to invite the cops in like they do in New York.
So you're basically saying you would like to be able to, on your own personal property, commit assault and battery, but they won't let you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, don't you? I kind of wish the heck out that we had the, you know, cops like it was in New York, where they said they couldn't come into the university unless they was invited. Then, you know, even though there was, you know, basically kidnapping and everything else going on in there. Oh my gosh, that must be pretty nice that you got to go down to Dollar Tree and get an invitation and send it to the cops in a few days. Hey, you know, would you come in here? We have some illegal activity coming on in here.
Well, I will say this. So here's a thing. And I don't know if it applies to all of them. And this, but I'm being serious. There are jurisdictional issues. Cops can't just go into another jurisdiction and arrest. And like we have a number of college campuses in Alabama that are their own jurisdictions. They have by law been established with their own campus police, which is a police force like any other. But like campus police force for Jacksonville State has authority on their campus as primary, you know, lead. And I think at that point they have to ask for assistance from outside. So it may be that Columbia had their own police force or UCLA and they had to request outside assistance. I don't know, man. Either way, it's whacked.
I would think the sheriff's department or state police would have authority no matter what kind of police force they had in there. But then I got to thinking about it, you know. Alabama does have a kind of things like that too, though, like you say, illegal gambling establishments. I mean, even though there's legal activities going on in there, they usually didn't have no police coming in there either, did they?
Well, just the easy way to do that is just legalize it so you can tax it. That's all you got to do. So now what we need to do is legalize all these riots so we can tax them.
Or maybe your brother-in-law would be the sheriff would come in handy every now and then too, wouldn't it?
I've seen that. Just a little bit here in Alabama, yes. I don't know, man. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I'll tell you right now, on that gambling thing, the answer is not the bill they've got down in Montgomery right now. It's a mess.
Yeah. I think they did the wrong thing by firing you up because, it's like I texted you a while ago that you have a large following and pretty potent when it comes to Alabama politics, I think. So they might be getting a few calls today, be my guess.
Well, I hope that's true, man. In fact, I tell you what, as soon as you and I get off the air, I'm going to read that number out again and tell them to call their senators, and I may do it again tomorrow. All right, brother, be safe on the road, man. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
You too, bud. So by the way, that gambling bill allegedly has one more vote, and it was one vote short of being able to pass. They need 21 to pass, and right now they're doing all they can to get the one more vote. The one that I think is probably the most at risk of flipping is Senator Greg Allbritton. He was always a yes vote. He backed off it because the Poarch Creeks didn't get what they wanted, and they're his constituents. So here's the deal. If you want to call your state senator, by the way, if you don't know who your state senator is, go to the Right Side Radio website, rightsideradio.org. At the very bottom, I've got a hot link that says find your elected officials. And you click on it, it'll tell you who yours is. In the meantime, here's this. If you want to call your state senator and register your concerns with their gambling bill, or anything else for that matter, here's the number. You ready? 334-261-0800. That's 334-261-0800. You may wind up talking to a staffer who will just make note of it, but it's worth doing. All right, you guys, amazing day. It was like a one-dipper day, but I had Grand Council and had a lot of activity. More to come. We're back tomorrow with a full ride. Y'all stay tuned. We'll see you then.